Coming to a store near you, Dwight and Dwight.
It's for faggots.
Oh my god.
Everybody, this is episode 20 of the cast. I have Israel and Vanessa with me again.
Hi.
It's actually Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, apparently right? It's Leonardo now.
You wish.
I wish. I wish more than you can imagine.
My deep down secrets is to be Leonardo.
Oh, you dropped the mic.
You dropped it.
Oh, man down.
Man down.
Little pod man down.
You dropped the Star Wars guy.
So, how are you guys? Beat you to it.
Yes, you did.
Yeah,
I'm okay, Dwight.
You okay? I am okay, Dwight.
I have to say though, I just wish I was better.
You wish you were better, Mo. Better.
I wish I was most best.
Most
remember, your mic's over there.
I'm sorry. I wish I was most best.
Okay. All right. Yeah, it's gonna be weird because I can look at you and talk.
Yeah, exactly.
Just fine. And then as soon as you look at me, you're away from the mic.
Because I'm a directional talker. I like to talk to him. You know what I mean?
I am a directional talker. Yeah. Only
like
people in front of me can hear me.
Exactly.
Yeah. Hello. No, in a week or so, everybody should have their own mic, so it won't matter.
And look, he has Spaceballs. You should ask to borrow it, Israel.
You haven't seen
Israel's
Spaceballs?
Israel's never seen Spaceballs.
We've talked about this before on the cast, too.
Yeah, he's never
you
seen
gotta
it.
You got to watch it.
Can I borrow it?
Yeah.
No.
As when you get me ODST, I'll let you borrow it.
Okay, we'll bring it to the party then.
No.
What?
We're all confused about that. And again, you're looking away from the mic.
I don't understand why you can't bring
Israel's
going to
be the quietest one on the podcast today.
Why can't you bring it to the party?
It doesn't like the party. Its drinking days are over.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'll bring it.
Yeah, you will.
So that intro was from Cascade and Deadmau. Or Deadmau5.
According to some people, Deadmau5, which is stupid.
Deadmau5, yeah. I think Deadmau5 is probably the right thing.
Did I?
Yes, that's what you told me.
Yeah, I did used to call it Deadmau5. That's how I realized it was Deadmau5.
Yeah, as Cascade and Deadmau5 move for me. Really good song.
No, it's I Remember.
Is it I Remember?
You guys are both epic fans.
I asked before this. I was like, was that move for me or
no,
I Remember?
It's I Remember.
All right. Well, there you go. It's I Remember, apparently.
Stupid.
Apparently.
It's really move for me.
Shit won't hold up in court, I'll tell you that much.
Or maybe it's just a dream.
Ooh.
Oh, that
maybe it's just your inception.
Oh, or is it my...
Incepticons.
Or is it...
You keep looking at me, dude.
I can't do it like that, dude.
Maybe you and Vanessa should switch spots then.
Hello.
Oh, I like the corner.
Well, so there
yeah,
you go.
She does.
How is that a sexual reference?
She likes it in the corner.
She said, I like the corner.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I guess it could be a prostitute thing.
Right?
I like the corner.
Right?
You're like looking at me and then yelling at them, turning away to yell at the mic.
All right. And so,
alright, no, I got this. I am completely composed
since
now.
Since you brought up Inception.
He brought up Incepticons.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. So Inception came
Stop
out last night.
Trying to jump onto things.
Inception did come out last night. And with Christopher Nolan's new film with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yes.
And a few other and people
Joseph,
I didn't really...
Name the rest? I can name the rest.
You can name the rest. Go ahead.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Patrick Hardy, I think it is. It's Hardy something, I'm sorry. Tom Berenger. And
yep, I'm bored too.
Okay.
All right. So, anyways,
basically, though,
Leonardo DiCaprio is the other one you need.
Did you notice there's a lot of people from Batman in there?
There was the whole
well,
time. I
Nolan.
Kept thinking
yeah, I
about Batman.
It's Batman with dreams.
I heard apparently, what's that guy's name? Something Brody.
Adrian Brody.
Adrian.
Yeah, the
Adrian Brody.
The alien fucker.
He when he was in Predators, apparently he talked like Batman.
He did.
He talked like this.
Yeah, the whole entire time he was just like. What did he say? What did he say?
You guys have seen it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we could talk about that too.
I was like half asleep through it.
Yeah.
But the whole
apparently
time
it was good.
Yeah. It's actually really good, dude. But the whole entire time he's like, he's actually, you know what he reminded me of? He talked a lot like Solid Snake. very over exaggerated and talked about like in metaphors and shit. And he goes, whether you live or die on the battlefield, whether you go out there, it doesn't matter. It matters who you are out there on the battlefield.
I heard that Adrian Brody playing the badass threw people out, like out of the movie.
What do you mean? Like people didn't want to watch it?
Like, yeah, well, like it wasn't immersive. Like he didn't play a good badass.
Honestly, though, he did it right because he was like the generic badass. Because that whole movie was super just
cheesy. Super generic, yeah. Super boring, it was and super just totally cliche.
Super just classic action movie. Just it had a decent plot, but it was just people fucking each other up and predators fucking each other up and
just a bunch of fucking everywhere.
Basically, Lawrence Fishburne was okay. So you know, Morpheus.
Yeah.
He played a schizophrenic dude.
Yeah?
He was okay, but he...
Was he schizophrenic?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Because remember, he was like, listen, you don't know what you're talking about.
No, no, all I remember is that he was alive and they found him, and then the next thing I know, he was dead.
Yeah,
like, I missed that whole part of the movie.
He was in there so quickly, and he died.
Because he's black.
And that movie's so racist, too, because, like, the Mexicans from Tijuana, the Japanese dudes from works for the Yakuza.
And he had a samurai sword.
Well, if he worked for the Yakuza, of course he will.
What, had a samurai sword?
Yeah.
Why?
That's, like, their weapon of choice.
Not in Predator world.
Not in Predator world. Because you know all about their inner workings of the Yakuza and the Predator world.
I told you.
But not in the real world.
I have been to Predatorland.
I've been to Predatorland. It's kind of like Disneyland, but not as friendly.
Predator I've been to Pee-Pee. Oh, shit. Actually, there's been a lot of movies out right now, huh?
There has been.
Last I've been was shit.
It was shit.
Have you talked about that already?
Can we not talk about it?
I haven't seen it yet, and because I don't want to.
It's like
because
don't
ball sex.
Save
it got
yourself.
We did talk about it because we were talking about how Rotten Tomatoes gave it an 8%.
Yeah, well, I saw like you know IMDb does like basically viewer votes,
mm-hmm.
and they had at the time that day it came out, it was 5,000 votes, and it was had a 1.2.
Yeah, it's up to like 3 point something now. I think three or four.
That's crazy. Like,
yeah, because apparently like. If you went into it not as a fan, like, we're all pretty much, you know, diehard fans of the actual show. I don't know about you, Israel.
I'm not diehard,
Vanessa.
But I watch it,
though.
Yeah,
dude.
Apparently, if you went in there as a fan, it just completely destroyed everything about
shit
you.
Shit on your...
On your dreams.
It was
shitty. It said, hey, those are dreams? Well, come here. I got something for them.
Go watch Inception instead.
It was bad.
Yeah,
like
so.
I'm a diehard M. Night Shyamalan fan, but
why?
That I love his movies. Yeah. I love his movies.
Lady in the Water.
I love all his movies.
Lady in
okay.
the Water.
Israel,
you, seriously,
I like his movies.
I like
anyways,
his movies.
The Last Airbender
the village?
Was just like Joaquin
the
Phoenix. Hello. Anyway,
it's terrible.
Shut up. It was just like that. Just I mean. My dreams are crushed, and I don't even know if I want to see his next movie.
Yeah, and now he's writing?
Yeah, well, he's always written before. Writing?
Like, oh, a bunch of people trapped in an elevator. Who's
the
killer?
Yeah, it's called
Devil. He's not directing
haunted
it, but
elevator.
Apparently he wrote it.
But yeah, but basically, what I got from it, basically, one of them is Satan, basically. You know?
Because of the title.
It's like Paranormal Activity in an elevator.
That's what I was thinking when she got that bite on her back, and she was like... Oh my god! And I like
it
how
felt like something bit me.
Yeah, I like how the police officer goes. He goes, "Does anything have anything sharp on him that could have stabbed her?" Yeah, the dude, that kind of like bite mark. Yeah,
yeah. I was like, it looked like a shark bite on her back.
Exactly.
All right, anybody got a pencil or maybe a knife on them?
It just kind of just stabbed her by accident.
Just you know, happened to stab her in this weird like circular motion
multiple times
with teeth marks.
Literally within 2 seconds.
I bet you it's the grandma.
Dude.
Like in Legion?
Yeah. That's where I'm going from.
The lady with the baby teeth?
It's always the fucking grandma, because they're so innocent.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
But I don't know.
Those diapers are full of lies.
You can tell, though, that movie had a lot of money in it, though.
Why? Because it was one shot in an elevator the whole time?
That's what I'm saying. Like, you can tell, like... Because
he used that
money
on that movie instead
of
Avatar.
How are they going to put money into it?
You saw the fucking opening credit sequence with the big city and going, you know...
That was really good, but... Trailers fucking suck now, dude.
Some of them do. Inception looked badass, and what?
Inception? I saw the trailer, I was like, alright, I think I know what's going on, and then you see the movie, and you're like, that's completely different.
Yeah, that's what, because I was telling my mom before I left, she's like, oh, what are you going to see? I was like, Inception. She's like, oh, what's it about? And I was like, I don't
Leonardo DiCaprio's in it.
Leonardo DiCaprio's in it, and that pregnant chick from Juno. I don't know.
What did you think of the girl from Juno?
Didn't like her.
Really?
She's not pregnant. It doesn't work.
I didn't like her in Juno at all, and her coming into this, she was just like a complete bitch.
Didn't she? And what was
fucking
her
always
was,
in that guy and DiCaprio's face
yeah,
about
why
everything?
Why did she have to know everything? That's what I understand. Why did she have to know?
Why do girls have to be such fucking nosy bitches?
Yeah.
Why, Vanessa?
Tell us.
No, I'm sorry. So we can
no, it's
so we
a,
can
it's
use
a
it
secret.
As leverage against you.
Probably.
How is that leverage? You're in our faces talking about it. Where was that? What were you doing? What's
actually,
wrong? You need to tell everybody that.
If you guys could access the dreams like they did, would you?
No.
You would want to see
no, because they talk about like how that's the only way you end up being able to dream.
If you do it constantly, he said.
Take a drag.
I wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
I would.
Look at all those old guys who ended up going back to that place. We were like hours and hours a day.
I love what, the line that he says. They're not coming here to sleep. They're coming to wake up.
Yeah, because it ends up being like reversed. Like being awake is
dreaming
and dreaming.
We probably
awake.
Shouldn't spoil a lot about it since it did just come out.
Yeah, and it's not like Splice where, you know.
Yeah, it was just bad or Legion.
No, the last one wasn't bad. You've seen it yet?
What wasn't that bad?
Splice.
You said Splice was bad. We talked about that last time.
It was okay, but it wasn't like...
It wasn't Inception good.
No
Inception
shit.
Was Inception by far the best movie I've seen.
Of the summer, yes.
Yeah.
So far, best movie of the summer.
Yeah, I was just talking about with my uncle. We were talking about how this summer, like, there's been barely any good movies. I mean, Iron Man, it was good.
Well, see,
but
that's the thing I was thinking about, that all the movies that are coming out this summer that are big hitters, they're all sequels of something.
Yeah.
There's no new ideas, no new IPAs or whatever.
That's what's awesome.
And Inception fucking turned that on its back.
Yeah.
It is completely new. I love it.
And wait till the sequel, Inceptacons.
I know. When it was, as soon as it was over, I turned to Israel and Tara and I go, dude, this movie just fucked the shit out of my brain.
Yeah.
What just happened right now?
What started confusing me was the layers. You know what I mean? Just the...
Didn't confuse me at all. I understood it all.
Well, no, not that. I'm just saying, like, it just became, like, just deeper, 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 and just like, man, they're going into dreams and dreams and dreams, just like...
It was kind of hard to keep, like, I mean, I got it, but it was, like, kind of hard to stay with, okay, this layer is this person's dream, and then when they're he's waking up, they're all coming out of it, and you know what
that
I
kick.
Meant? Like, yeah, it was just, it wasn't hard to keep track of, but basically stay on focus of whose dream it was, and who was kicking everybody out of the dream and coming out to the next layer and the next layer.
Yeah. I can see how that could be confusing. It was really funny about the people behind me and Lou.
I know, right?
I didn't hear that.
Those were those people that were out sitting on the bench when we were walking out. Like, as soon as I said it,
yeah.
I was like, when I was talking about, like, the funniest part was about that guy behind me who at the end of the movie was like, what the fuck just happened? And as soon as I said that, I said it pretty loud.
Yeah,
and then, like, those people in front of us, all of them stopped talking. And they were all looking at us. And then the girls were, like, giggling. And then they looked at the guys. And the guys were just staring at me. And then we continued making fun of them as we were walking away.
Actually, if I give a fuck, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
This, like, that's their dumbass fault.
Yeah.
Like when the Social Network trailer came up, he goes, I have to see this movie.
Yeah, he said, he goes, oh, I'm totally going to see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you want to talk about that?
I do, actually.
Let's get off of Inception so we don't ruin any more of it.
Okay,
it's a very good movie. Go see it. Yes. It's highly recommended.
But I do want to say one last thing, though, about Inception. Yeah.
No.
Do you know what you're saying about ruining it, though? The thing is, we could say the ending, but the thing is, you wouldn't know how to get how it got there. Do you know what I'm saying?
And you could do that about everything,
but
the ending is so perfect.
This movie so specifically, you really would not know exactly what I meant at all until you actually watched the movie.
You should turn towards the mic more.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
True,
that's
but
feel.
You just...
Just stop talking
yeah,
about it.
Yeah, we won't talk about it anymore. Let's just move on.
Go see it now.
It's not your podcast.
AMC Theaters.
Stop yelling into the mic.
Showplay 16.
Anyways.
Social Network. Yeah, The Social Network, directed by
Justin
David
Timberlake.
Fincher. I have to say, I'm excited for that. And for those of you who don't know, it's what? It's the Facebook movie. The movie about the guys
about
who
the making of Facebook.
Yeah. It looks pretty intense, dude.
It does look
say.
Pretty epic.
I don't know.
I want to see it.
I don't want to see it because that guy's in it.
The new Michael Cera?
The new Michael Cera.
The nerdy dude
like
from Zombieland?
Yeah.
He's basically the new Michael Cera because he's basically the same thing every time he acts.
Someone said something. I don't know if it was Lou or someone else. It was... That was the character... No, it wasn't Lou. It was someone on another podcast I listened to. They said that this guy is the guy that you hire when you can't afford Michael Cera.
Yeah, I've heard that before too.
That is the Michael Cera backup.
Yeah. But honestly, as weird as it's going to sound, I actually think he's better than Michael Cera.
I like him just because I hate Michael Cera. Yeah. I like, if I had to choose between the two, I would choose
Jesse Eisenberg.
Jesse Eisenberg. I would choose him.
Yeah.
But still, I don't know. I don't think I'm going to pay to see that movie. I will wait for it to come out.
What if I buy your ticket to go?
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe then.
Because it's like, it's the guy who brought Seven to us, who brought the Zodiac.
Which Seven?
Seven, the number seven, you know, Seven with Brad Pitt?
No.
You never see... What's in the box? What's in the box?
Oh, that... Oh, right.
You never seen Seven? Oh, my... Dwight's never seen Seven, guys.
At least he's seen Spaceballs, Israel.
I own Spaceballs.
Anyways,
With me when I bought Spaceballs.
Yeah, I remember that, actually, yeah. But he also made Benjamin Button.
Oh, okay.
He's a talented man, so I think it'll be a good movie.
Seven sounds really familiar, but I could be confusing it with
Morgan
11.
Freeman. About the seven sins, how the serial killers killing people.
No, I haven't seen that one.
Have you seen that? He's done Zodiac, and the one with Robert Downey Jr.
Zodiac was so long.
Yeah.
It was like 2.5, 2:45.
Yeah. But I think it's going to be fun. And like I said, the trailer looked super epic. Just like, I don't know.
What movie were we talking about again?
Social Network.
Oh, right. But then, you got me stuck on Seven. I was like, isn't that already out? Like, been out for a while?
Yeah, since 97.
Anyways.
But hey, Robert Downey Jr., really quickly, due date.
Yeah, that looks fantastic.
As long as he takes his shirt off.
And we all know who's making it, right?
Zach Galifianakis.
No, the guy who
No, she was talking about, as long as he takes his shirt off, is Zach Galifianakis.
Zach Galifianakis.
No, Robert Downey.
About the guys behind us. He goes, oh, that Zach Galifianakis guy is so funny. He said Galifianakis, and that was like when his name popped up on the screen. I just laughed at myself. I don't know if they were purposely being stupid, but I think they were just stupid because they looked like bros.
Oh, that movie looks fucking funny because it's the guy who did The Hangover.
Obviously.
So you know it'll be funny.
It was over everything on it.
Yeah, exactly. Hangover. Bam, bam. But I love the beginning, how he just starts talking how shitty his life is. And then
he talking about how his dad left him and like never
gave him. My dad left me and never... You know, came to visit me or whatever, and then Zach and I just starts laughing.
He just starts laughing at him.
My dad loves me.
He would never do that to me.
I love where he goes, if you're allergic to waffles, don't eat waffles.
Yeah, then don't bring me to the Waffle House. Why would you still order waffles at a Waffle House? IHOP's a Waffle House. Well, it's Pancake House, I guess,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
International House of Pancakes.
But I do like that. And just... You better check yourself before you wreck yourself.
You better check yourself before you wreck yourself.
And I like how he did the classic stare that he does. How he just stares at him right.
I hope I don't get burnt out on Zach Galifianakis.
Me too, because he's talented, man. He's funny, man.
I like him a lot.
Yeah.
But see, he did branch out and do that one movie. The serious one. Well, semi-serious.
Which one?
The one where he works in that one office. I don't even know if you've seen it. I've seen it. It was okay.
What is it?
I don't remember the title.
Is it new?
Not really. I think it's probably...
He plays an inspirational guy.
Okay, well, never mind. It's not that movie. It's been out. It's on DVD already. It's, it starts with an I, I think.
Into the Wild?
No.
I was going to say, because he's in that, too.
What?
Yeah, you remember the guy named Kevin? Vince Vaughn's buddy?
I haven't seen that.
Oh, okay, yeah, but he's actually in that. He plays a serious role in there.
Hmm.
He plays a master hunter.
Master.
Master...
I could just... No. I'm not even going to do it.
What?
Master
Hunter.
Master Hunter.
Yeah.
No. I don't know what it was called. I watched it once and I was like...
What was it about? I want to know what this movie's about now.
He works at this one office like every day doing the same thing over and over and over. And it's like one of those things where he starts realizing that his life is all about repetition and... there's no excitement in his life anymore and stuff like that. And, like, he sees his brother who's a hippie and, like, seeing him run around.
This is Zach Galifianakis.
Zach Galifianakis.
In a serious role.
In a serious movie.
Or serious, like, dramedy.
Dramedy. Yeah. It is not a comedy and drama.
Oh.
There's very little comedy in this one.
Huh.
Yeah. I'll look it up. I'll try to figure it out. I would do it now, but...
I'm going to have to.
You know what it reminds me of? Because you were talking about how it looks like the thing from Star Wars. Do you remember Nine?
She's talking about the microphone right now, by the way.
You remember the movie Nine?
This is a visual podcast.
Doesn't it look like the eye from Nine?
Yeah, it does kind of. Too bad that movie sucked.
Which nine?
Nine. Not Nine
Musical. Like little sack boy nine. Oh, have you seen on ThinkGeek?
You don't have to hit me every time you talk
to me. On ThinkGeek, they have little sack boy and sack girl things what? You can order. Yeah,
what a sack boy.
It's so cool.
Israel needs a sack, period.
Yeah, he does.
He just prefers that it's a boy one. He like boy sex. He's not about that girl sack.
Shut the fuck up. Excuse my language.
Whatever.
It's an explicit podcast.
There is ladies present.
Lady. You shouldn't count yourself.
Hello. Faggot.
Anyways, what other trailers came out? Jennifer Schmucks.
Yeah.
A new Steve Carell and
the only reason I want to see is for Zach Galifianakis.
Obviously. You need to get off his fucking nuts, bro. His Chinese nuts.
Get off a little Chinese nuts.
No, yeah, not everything he's in is going to be good.
No, I know. The Jennifer Schmucks is stupid to me.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's supposed to be a goofy comedy.
I'm not really that big of a fan of Paul Rudd or Steve Carell.
Paul Rudd is the other one.
I like Steve Carell only on The Office.
Yeah,
yeah, he's okay by himself. But,
It depends on what movies he's in, because I didn't really mind what is it? That Bruce Almighty 2, what was it called?
Yeah. Evan Almighty.
Yeah, Evan Almighty, yeah. I thought it was okay. Like, it was watchable.
Steve Carell should stick with, like, the adult comedy, like Dan in Real Life. I don't know if you ever saw that.
I've seen it. It's not a comedy, though.
But it's like an adult.
It's a comedy.
It's a dramedy, yeah. And I think that's what you should stick with. That's his kind of. That's why I liked it a lot, actually, Dan in Real Life.
It did terrible. Like, I don't think they made their money back at all.
Yeah, because it's just, everybody thought it was a goddamn fucking slapstick comedy. And it wasn't.
I don't think he was the right person for that role.
He should have been Bradley Cooper.
No.
Yes.
Bradley Cooper is also another person who's in everything now.
Who is?
Bradley Cooper.
He's getting there. But honestly, I could see myself getting burned out by Bradley Cooper as
well. I'm already burnt out by
him.
Yeah. As soon as I saw him in A-Team, I was like, oh, that's the second movie I've seen him in. I'm done.
He was cool in Midnight Meat Train.
What?
He's stupid.
Midnight Meat Train?
Sounds like a...
Gay porn, right?
Gay porn.
Yeah. It's actually like a Clive Barker
anal
story.
Rape or something. Midnight Meat Train. Coming to an ass near you. It's for faggots.
No, but, Yeah. But back to Nine real quick. Have you seen Nine?
Which one?
Either or.
Have I seen Nine yet? Either
or? Have you seen Sackboy Nine?
The animated Nine.
Yes.
Yes, the Tim Burton Nine.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just now clicked on Israel. Like, his eyes widened, he's like looking up at the ceiling.
Don't you ever Burton. Say that name around me again!
First off, Tim Burton didn't make it.
Shut up. Just don't even talk
about
it.
He didn't. He didn't direct it, I don't think. He did produce Tim Burton, I think. But yeah, that
was
a Tim
Burton film.
For the record,
everybody out there, Israel hates Tim Burton.
He hates Tim Burton because everybody gave Tim Burton credit on Nightmare Before Christmas. Produced it, not directed.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
and the guy who made that made Coraline, which was awesome, by the way.
Yes, Coraline was good.
I think we saw that twice in theaters, didn't we, Mina?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. We actually saw quite a bit of movies, man. I miss those days.
You stopped working at the theater.
I failed, huh? I should just go back. They asked me to go back like twice already, but...
Maybe you could get me the poster.
Yeah, just the Resident Evil.
Of Resident Evil, yeah.
She's gonna put it on her wall.
It's gonna suck.
What?
It is
the
gonna
Resident
suck.
Resident Evil movie.
I think it is,
it's
but it's gonna,
gonna
be.
Suck
I, think
so
gonna,
bad.
I think it's gonna be fun
it's
to watch.
It's gonna suck so bad that it's gonna be funny. I bet.
It'll be funny. Yeah. It'll be something to go to make fun of.
Like Legion?
Like Legion.
Actually, you probably saw that.
Yeah.
Or
no. No, I watched it.
You watched it?
Yeah, I loved it.
But it was hella funny.
I'm gonna go buy it.
Hella funny, though, huh?
Yeah, that's pretty good. When
I was
a shorty.
The shorty. Did you see the scene where like he was?
I saw the whole thing.
Oh, you did, right? I was one who didn't see the whole thing.
Yeah, we didn't see the whole thing.
You guys were all on the floor drinking tequila and fucking whiskey.
I wasn't drinking whiskey. I had X-ray.
Robert was.
I had X-ray.
He was eating or drinking.
He was eating the whiskey. He was taking
my
the bottle.
He was gnawing on the bottle.
That's how much Jack he drank.
It became a cannibalistic orgy.
No.
Whoa.
But, yeah. I have seen Nine, yes. The animated. I could not get into the other one.
The musical one?
I don't even know if it was a musical. I didn't even make it that far.
Which one was that? Which one was it about then?
I don't know what it was about. I didn't make it through it.
What did you see?
I saw the first 20 minutes. It was just a bunch of people talking. Like, the whole time.
You don't need to show it to me.
Huh?
You don't need to show it to me.
I'm not going
to
show it to you.
It's quiet just now.
Well, you guys should be talking.
Well, he's actually... Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay.
You can tell just by that picture right there.
Oh, is it a musical?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
It's actually pretty good.
Too bad it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't get into it. I have it, but I do not watch it.
Have you seen that, Vanessa?
I think my parents watched it.
Are you gonna watch it?
No. That's why I have it.
Why not?
Because
you know, like musicals.
I do like musicals. I just watched Moulin Rouge the other day. I was trying to get whore ideas for my costume.
That is a good movie to watch, then.
Whore.
I like how that just killed the conversation. Yeah. Like, Vanessa being a whore, that just killed it. Like, that was it.
Anyway.
But back to being whores, my party's coming.
Back to being whores, my party's coming.
Yeah, I'm throwing a party.
In 1 week.
Yeah. Have you got my message?
In 1 week.
No.
Israel De Leon will throw the most epic costume party of the summer.
I like how she has the mic up her mouth.
Yeah, it could be making a lot of noise.
Will you be there?
Back and forth like that.
Or will you be square?
I'm just going to edit that part out. Oh, no.
Stop breaking shit. What is that beeping sound?
I have no idea.
It's a bomb!
That sounds pretty crazy, guys. Well, while Dwight fixes his shit, me and Vanessa are going to have a conversation.
My controller fell on my keyboard and it was pressing buttons or something. I don't know.
Anyway.
I'm having a party. A costume party. July 24th. I'm going to take photos and you can put them on the cast if you want.
Nope.
Why not?
Wait, what?
What?
You don't want to put my photos
on? What are you going to go as, Dwight?
Nothing.
Really?
As of right now, yeah.
But are you going to go with something?
I don't know.
I'm just saying, when you figure it out, are you going to go with something?
I don't even know if I am going to figure anything out.
I just borrowed L-Wire, dude.
Okay, good for you. Dude. You had an idea for a costume. I don't have one.
I will give you all the L-Wire you need and just be trying.
I don't even know if I'll be able to work with it.
Just get it, fucking wear that shirt.
Wear the...
Put L-Wire on it.
I'll just make a smiley face.
Dude, you should come as a...
You should come as a glow stick.
How much L-wire do you have? I'll just cover my entire body.
Because remember, I'm having a costume contest, too.
What if I wear, like, just a name badge? Do you think I'll win?
No.
I'll put, like, hi, I'm the FBI.
You should just get a cheap FBI jacket, then.
You should come as Dwight from the cast.
I will. That guy's awesome.
What would Dwight from the cast
wear? So famous.
What would you wear, though?
You should wear a suit.
You should come as the Big Lebowski.
That's overplayed.
Who's been the Big Lebowski?
I'm the dude.
Come as Kevin Smith.
Kevin Smith. I don't have a leather jacket that I can wear.
Motherfuck. Noise.
That wasn't even him.
Oh, I know, but I'm
just
saying.
That was Jay.
Shut the fuck up. We're coming as Scott Mosier.
Who the hell's Scott Mosier?
His producer.
Oh. Was he in his movies at all?
Yeah. You just played a bunch of random roles.
Hmm.
No, Dante from Clerks.
I don't know which one that is.
The one who's... I'm not supposed to be here today.
Okay, that one.
You know what
I don't watch Clerks a billion times.
Why
I've
not?
Seen both once.
You need to see Clerks all the time. It's the greatest movie ever.
It is a good movie,
Kevin
but
Smith
it
is
not
a genius.
The best movie.
Kevin Smith is a genius.
Except
Kevin Smith
Cop
is
Out.
A genius. Yeah, Cop Out was okay. But he didn't write Cop Out, so it's all right.
It's all right. Yeah. No, he directed it.
Yeah, but come on. Shaolin Scott wasn't funny?
Yeah, he was funny.
And Tracy Morgan?
He was maybe 3% of the movie.
Yeah.
And then he gets knocked out
he
for
died,
like, the last half of the movie. Yeah.
They didn't say, Vanessa, you're not talking anymore.
Because I don't care about Kevin
Gotta get
Smith.
Your feet off of that, dude. It creaks.
Vanessa, talk to us. Your turn to talk.
About what?
Talk about whatever you like.
No. That's an epic fail.
Talk about work.
What about work?
Yeah, anything epic happened at work GameStop? Lately to you guys?
No, it's just been so busy, ridiculous.
We have a sale coming up.
Yes, stupid sale.
Yeah.
We have a 2-week sale coming, the power, what's it called, the power?
Power Saver sale.
Yep.
For 2 weeks, there's going to be certain used games that are up to 50% off, and then like a
used?
Bunch of new games. Yeah.
They're new.
No, new games. New and used.
Yeah, the used games are, some of them are 50% off, and then new, it's just pretty much like the gamer days where there's like $10 off here and there.
Like
or whatever.
Battlefield Bad Company 2, $40. Batman Arkham Asylum, $20. What was the Call of Duty? Only $50.
Yeah.
And all those games will sell.
People
out.
Will still buy them.
Hell yeah, dude.
I'm getting my PSP next weekend.
I thought you already had a PSP.
No, I don't.
She did.
I was gonna. We got a Go traded in that I was gonna get.
I heard the Go sucked.
Yeah,
like
it does sucks.
I decided not
it
to.
It does suck.
So Lou's gonna buy it instead, and we got an Assassin's Creed one traded in, so I'm gonna get that one.
What is it? White.
It's like a pearlescent white.
Oh.
Lou calls it the Twilight
really
PSP.
Stop that.
Because it's sparkly.
Speaking of Twilight, has anybody seen Twilight?
Oh my god.
No.
I'm ashamed to say I did.
Vanessa did. I
didn't. Why did you see it?
Vanessa only saw it. I didn't see it.
You saw it.
Vanessa
too.
Only
you
saw
such
it.
A liar.
I was not there that
bullshit.
Night. At midnight. From 10
someone
to
9. Probably already bought it. Was probably Pedro that bought
no,
it.
No, he didn't come with us this time.
We were all waiting in line.
Yep.
I was waiting. We were late.
Why
I don't know how long
you
were there.
Why the fuck would
you
guys see it?
I was
we
there
were
at 8 o'clock.
In line for like 2 hours.
I was in line for until 8 o'clock till midnight.
Till 8 o'clock.
I'm sorry, from
8
o'clock. 8 o'clock p.m.
I was in
midnight.
Line till 8 o'clock from midnight.
That makes
sense. The day before.
All I got to say was the Harry Potter trailer made up for it.
Fuck
that
Harry
was
Potter.
Before the movie.
It made up for how shitty the movie was going to be.
This is Vanessa. What a faggot.
Pretty much.
I just don't understand how they can choose like such
how
like
Timmy
bad
Lautner
actors
still, like, sounds like he's 12.
Not good looking people. In the movie, except what? For that one guy who dated Taylor Swift.
What, you
Taylor
think
Lautner?
Is, yeah.
You think he's a good looking guy?
He's the best looking person in that movie.
Apparently, he even says it in the movie. He goes, "We all know I'm hotter than you, anyways."
Yeah, pretty much.
That's
yeah.
true. He's just fucking laying it out how it is.
I mean, but he's a fucking bitch, though, dude. All he did was just complain. Do you love me, Bella?
Well, no shit.
Do you love me?
The whole movie is about bitching.
That's, yeah. I'm starting to realize why do I like these movies for?
Why do
why?
You?
You like them?
I've always
liked them, Dwight.
Remember, I saw the first Twilight like 4 times or 5 times.
No, I don't remember that. Why would I remember that? Because
I was getting free movies at the time, and I was like, dude, you should go see Twilight. And you're like, I don't know, it sounds pretty gay. And I was like, dude, I see it like 5 times in theaters. And you were like, is it that good, really?
I fell asleep during the first one, and I didn't watch the second one.
Yeah, I tried. I stick to this day, you know, saying that I've tried watching the first one multiple times. I can't do it.
I just can't stand Kirsten Stewart. She's just...
You know, there was a picture.
Actress.
There was a picture on online of her smiling on the red carpet, and then someone made one of those motivational poster type deals where it said, "Holy shit, hell just froze over," because she was smiling.
Wow.
I just can't stand her.
I think you were telling me last time, Vanessa, that she always has that like weird. What was it the weird look? Like she's like confused or whatever.
She just has like this. Like she always. Like, she's permanently, like, I don't know.
You said the word like about 8 times.
I can't explain it. What is it that she acts...
She's downed. Like, the
whole
time. She's always sad.
Not that she's, like, all like a Debbie Downer. It's just that she acts so, like, like,
drugged
she's all
up.
Stuttery and, like, nervous and, like, she's gonna have, like, a freaking conniption or something. I just can't stand the way she's all, like...
Nervous wreck.
Tweaked out through the whole movie. Like, that one scene when she was, like, telling Jacob to kiss her and she's like... And I'm just like, dude, take your freaking Tourette's medication.
She was telling him to kiss her?
Yeah.
Kiss me.
Yeah.
Kiss me.
No, she's like, Jacob, wait, no, wait, come back, no, but wait, I need you, Jacob, no, wait,
and then
kiss
she threw
me.
Up, and then they made out all night.
I mean, he was like,
say
this
it.
Is so awesome,
like,
eat
she,
that, eat it, ooh.
She looks like a guy, and...
What's funny?
It's funny that she looks like a guy, and then the lead vampire
she's
dude looks like a girl.
A good actress.
They should have switched roles, and I think the movie would have been a great success.
I will say this though: I did see Remember Me with the guy from Twilight.
Edward
Which one?
Pattinson.
Robert Pattinson, the guy that's
okay.
a girl. I saw it.
Remember what? Remember Me?
Remember Me.
It's about 9/11.
Can I fucking
and
talk
he dies.
To you? Can I
he
talk
dies.
Into the mic then?
As I always say before
Stop
Vanessa
getting
interrupted
so
me.
Close to the mic. You don't have to be that close.
Shut up.
Stop inviting you to the podcast. You're like the most fidgety person ever. Like, you've scooted over about 3 feet, and you're, like, almost laying on the couch now in between all of us. And you never look in towards the mic. And every time you do get to the mic, you're super close to it. That way everybody hears everything you say.
That reminds me. I was at your house the other day, remember?
I was at your house the other day when you were home. Remember?
And I kept, we kept talking. And every time you look up...
Dude, you're going nowhere with this story. I was at your house the other day, remember? And I kept talking. And then I sat down and then I was breathing for a while. And you were like, what the fuck? And I'm like, dude, come on.
No, what I was saying was, last time I was here when we were talking, you kept looking away. And every time you looked away, you kept noticing that I was closer and closer to you, remember?
Yeah, fucking
was it
going
to the mall?
Huh?
Last time we went to the mall?
Oh yeah, are we going to the mall, by the way?
Do you guys want to go to the mall? No, I figured we do the podcast first so it cools down outside.
Do you want to go to the mall, Vanessa?
Sure, whatever. I mean, you look at some stuff in my costume.
What'd you say?
You could look at some, get some costume
ideas. Yeah, get some costume ideas.
Oh, yeah, I guess that would be a good idea.
Yep. And we're going to see what Elwes
is doing. I just want to see Robert pull off his costume.
Yeah.
What is Robert going to ask?
Does he want us to tell him?
What?
Is it a secret?
No, it's not. Okay. I want to tell him. He's going.
Oh,
shut up. Shut up, Israel.
Shut up!
Oh, is he going as the Twinkie Cowboy?
He is! How'd you know?
I should go as the Twinkie Cowboy.
You won't do it.
Anyway, he's going as Iron Man.
No shit?
So
he's going as Tony Stark.
He's going as Tony Stark.
Okay.
So he's making an arc reactor.
Sick.
So his whole thing is going
to
be, you know,
he
like...
He's going to wear a suit, right? And
no,
then it's going to be, like, shining between
no,
his shirt?
No, he wants
that'd
it
be
to
cool.
be, like,
yeah.
when he's, like, crafting it, you know, every time he's, of course, when he's wearing the wife beater.
Basically,
so he wants to be...
It's Robert,
like,
his shirt off.
Yeah,
right?
And with the arc reactor.
We were talking for a minute about him doing Solid Snake, and I go, dude, you should just do Solid Snake for Metal Gear Solid 3.
Metal Gear
where
now.
He takes his shirt off, and he just has the pants on.
And the bandana.
Yeah, bandana. He goes, why? I go, you like to take your shirt off anyways. Why would you just do that one, right?
I was going to say, it'd just be one less article of clothing to keep track of.
Exactly. But then he just has the fucking wizard, though. He has, didn't he have, like, tiger design paint on him or something like that?
No, it was just camel paint.
That's what I'm so sorry.
But it switched all the time. Yeah. Well, you switched it, technically.
Yeah, and then you can get him the little eye patch that I have, the replica eye patch.
Yeah.
Made by Kojima. Speaking of which, Metal Gear Solid 5, dude.
That looks pretty good.
No, not Rising. 5.
Oh, what?
You know how Hideo said he was done doing Metal Gear?
Yeah, except for he's still coming out with Metal Gear.
Well, he's not making Rising.
He's not making... Oh, he's not making Rising?
No, that's somebody else.
It's still Kojima, though.
It's Kojima Studios, but it's not Kojima.
What? That doesn't make sense.
His studio is making it, but it's a whole different team.
I think Vanessa has a question.
How about Metal Gear on the 3DS?
Oh, dude, I'm so stoked for that, dude.
I'm not.
It's Metal Gear Solid 3.
I'm not excited for the 3DS.
Why?
That's the future.
Ocarina of Time.
I'll play it on the fucking 64.
That's what I said.
But it's like everybody's all excited that it's coming out again when it's already out.
Thank you.
It's been fucking out. People know already. That's why people are so excited about it, because it's already out and they know what game it is.
But it's just like,
you just play on a smaller fucking screen, it's going to look worse.
It's going to look
and
worse.
And fucking now it's going to be this shitty, shoddy fucking... Shitty shit 3D.
Shit.
That's what's going to be on the back of the 3DS. That word for word. The shitty, shitty, shoddy, shitty shit 3D.
It's going to say 3D
keep
shit.
Keep away from children.
Under 6.
Under 6.
Unless you want shit on their heads.
I am completely against the 3DS until I see it, until I have hands on with it.
Yeah.
And then from there, I will change my views.
Yeah. Apparently, it's supposed to be good, though. Like, my buddy who went to E3 said it's pretty, pretty amazing, man. You'd be surprised.
He went to D3? Is that, like, the Mexican counterpart of E3?
Dios tres.
Dios tres.
Days three. Shut the fuck up, Dwight. Always making fun of my race.
Both of you guys.
I'm not a beaner.
Huevos.
I'm not a beaner. Vanessa might be, but I'm not.
Maybe. According to everybody else.
Okay, anyway, well, okay, 3DS, whatever. Your friend had hands-on with it?
Yeah.
Why are you petting the microphone?
Stop that. You're going to make it all sound funny. You got to get your own microphone and just bring it.
I think
you got a Rock Band, don't you?
No.
I do.
She does.
Well, those mics work.
I have a USB mic, though, I use for some editing stuff, though.
A what?
A USB mic. A Logitech mini mic.
Well, technically, all the Rock Band mics are Logitech.
Well, I'm saying is I used to have a Logitech, like, I forgot what it's called, but it's a really, it's like a mic like that big.
I'm sorry, I got something in my eye.
I'm
not paying attention.
Anyways, so Vanessa, how's your day?
It's going okay.
Israel's about to fall asleep on my couch. I gotta put you on the floor, dude, and then give you this mic,
dude.
I want to. Well, when I get my when the other mics come in, you can sit over in the corner.
What game's coming out next?
Nothing.
Nothing's coming out next.
No.
What is it? July, August. Nothing's coming
there's
out. In August.
There's two games coming out in October.
there's a
October.
Lot of games coming out in October. DJ Hero 2, Fable,
son.
Star Wars
Fable
Force
3,
Unleashed.
Son. Star Wars
Fable
Unleashed,
3,
son.
Saw 2.
Saw 2?
Yeah.
Saw 2?
Yeah.
I like how she goes for Saw.
Because I've been thinking about playing the first one again so I could get the achievements out of it, and the second one's coming out, so...
I'm a fucking achievement whore lately.
I just got done checking out Split Second. That's pretty good.
Yeah, how was that?
It was really good.
I got the demo on the PS3 and I thought it was pretty cool.
It's really good. It gives away achievements like candy.
Does it? Yeah. I heard you can get like 4 in the first race.
Yeah. There's achievement in it for getting, for like, if for every event and like race you win, if you get first place, you get like 130G achievement on every
Jesus
single one.
Jesus Christ. That's retarded. Because I noticed, like, I looked at your gamer score not too long ago, and I was like, how the fuck did she catch up to me?
It's a Split Second.
And, like, I legitimately got pissed. Like, I was like, the fuck is going on? And Terry's, like, 3 grand ahead of me now, and, like, I was talking to him, and he goes, yeah, it's because I started working at GameStop and just checking out shit left and right. And I'm like, fuck you guys.
Split Second.
He got me Battlefield 2 again, so we can play with him. And, I'm fucking awesome at that game, by the way.
And then,
I'm just going to throw that out there as
are you
as
buy
a self-centered...
It?
No, I'm not going to buy it. I'm already bored with it.
Star Wars gave me a lot of achievements.
We should do the backyard football. Get, like, the quick 1,000 and then the Avatar game.
We should just check out a shitty-ass game and all just play together. Like, get backyard football or some shit. Just all play.
Well, it has to be online co-op.
Yeah, backyard football is.
Is it?
Yeah, it's online.
How would you know that?
I work at a game store, idiot.
So you know what every game is?
Majority, yeah.
Well, what's getting something better than backyard
football? I just said some shitty, funny game.
Right, but how is that going to be shitty and funny?
I'm playing
shitty
and football.
It's, football. It's a Persian.
We should check out Skate, because we like to skateboard.
Skate 3. Get Skate 3.
I have Skate 2 already.
So do I.
For PS3.
You get the games for the wrong system.
Dude, that's all I play is PS3.
You should be using your 360.
Well, you should buy me a new 360.
Why?
I don't like... The reason why I'm trying
to... You don't like yours?
I hate the fucking loudness of it, dude. It's driving me insane.
Burn your games to your hard drive.
We have new... Why don't you just trade it in for the new ones?
I think
we
we're going to, man.
God.
Yeah, man.
And then you have to bitch about not having a wireless adapter.
Yeah, and that's my problem, too, is that I don't have a hard drive either, so...
What the fuck?
Well, no, I'm borrowing a loose hard drive.
Oh
what, where's Lou using his?
Lou has like 4 hard drives.
He's like 4. Yeah, he's like a billion 360s.
Yeah, dude, Lou has a lot of hard drives and 360s. Lou's a collector, you know that.
Tell him I'll trade him my 60 gig for like something bigger.
You know he's not going to.
I know, but tell him that.
He's gonna be like, shit. Nope. You're fired.
Yeah, no, I painted my hard drive. Why?
Yeah, I saw your picture.
I like this arcade the way it looks. I like the without the chrome on it.
Yeah.
A lot, yeah.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you. They should just be white on white or black on black.
Yeah.
No fucking white with chrome. And it ain't the fucking 90s no more. It ain't the future.
It's not the 90s. It's not the future anymore.
You know what I mean? Because the 90s, it was about the future. And the year 2000, it would be all shiny and chromey everywhere.
Shiny
now we
and
gotta
chromey.
Now we've got to wait for the year 3000.
Hey, you haven't seen SpongeBob? Have you seen SpongeBob, the episode where it was in the future?
It's all chrome?
Exactly.
Oh my god. And then the new flower would pop up and they don't paint
his,
it chrome.
His what do you call it?
Futuristic
expectations of the future on a SpongeBob episode.
Dude, SpongeBob is the shit.
Again, you're like talking into the mic.
SpongeBob
like
is
yelling
the
at
shit.
It.
I know. I need to find something to watch now. I watched all the seasons of Drake and Josh on Netflix.
I saw you watching that one show, Declassified something.
Yeah, Ned's Declassified.
Yeah,
that show's actually pretty
good. And I started laughing, and I was like, I wonder if she's like watching that with like a little sibling or something.
No,
I was like,
I've
does she have any little siblings yet?
Yeah, I have a younger brother and a younger sister.
I don't know your family.
Okay,
I know your mom is pregnant, and that was it.
My brother is 18, and my sister is going to be 15 next month. And my mom
You're
is,
the oldest?
Yeah.
Okay.
Crazy, right?
My mom
is
due like on August 19th
is
her due date.
Yes.
So, I started watching Lost.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm,
yeah,
like, on
like,
season 5.
It's on all on Hulu right now, and
I saw your face, but I wasn't asking.
It's on Instant Netflix.
It's, yeah, I wanted somebody else to watch it with me so I could talk to him about it.
I've always wanted to watch it, because every day on Patreon, it's fucking crazy, dude. You gotta watch it.
It is very intense. I just finished the first season. It is incredible.
But he said, though, he said the ending's hella gay.
Yeah.
I didn't want
it. You know what the ending is already, then?
No. Yeah, I already know what the ending is.
I don't know what it is.
He told it to me, too, and he's like, yeah, it's basically exactly what Zach and Mary said.
Don't tell me.
Who the fuck is Zach and Mary?
Zach and Mary? Make a porno?
Oh, right, that movie sucked.
Remember the scene where... What?
Yeah.
You didn't like it at all.
No. I hate Seth Rogen as well.
That's Kevin Smith, too. That was actually really good.
That was Seth Rogen.
I'm
saying. It wasn't Kevin Smith playing Seth Rogen playing another
guy. Seth Rogen was okay in that movie, man.
Seth Rogen sucks.
Yeah,
fuck
especially
you, Seth
now Rogen. He's fucking doing Green Hornet.
Yeah, he's not even the Green Hornet. He's like some extra character in it.
Who?
Seth Rogen. He's not the Green Hornet.
Yeah, he is.
No, he's not.
Yeah.
Since when?
Pull up the trailer
he's
right now.
Fuck that. I'm not doing that.
He's
I'm not
Green
gonna,
Hornet and
I'm not gonna
the
see
Asian
fuck
dude
it
Kato.
Up. Fuck that. Fuck you, Seth Rogen.
Wow, do I hear some hate with Seth Rogen?
When someone comes out with 7 movies in 1 year, I'm done with them.
You mean Zach Galifianakis did that?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't want him to burn out.
You know what movie I want to see?
What's
Harry Potter.
Well, aside from Harry Potter, duh.
Harry Potter, the part 2?
Okay.
Twilight.
Aside from
Twilight.
That.
Twilight.
No, not Twilight. I want to see Charlie St. Cloud.
You would.
I don't even know what that is.
It's with Zac Efron.
Oh, okay. So I'll probably see it.
Yeah, but it's like a dramatic movie, super dramatic.
Well,
it's like a feel good movie.
Zac Efron's actually a pretty good actor.
Yeah, but
fucking everything outside of High School Musical, he was great.
Basically, it's his brother dies in a car accident with him, and Yeah,
they both die.
No, I'm sorry. They get in a car accident, and his brother dies, but he survives. And he,
his brother dies, but he survives. And he will go on.
But anyways, fuck you guys. I'm tired of talking.
You open the door.
This is a Titanic, right?
That's actually
I just watched
movie.
That the other day.
It's actually a good movie.
Yeah, did you like Titanic?
Yeah, except for when she was a bitch and she wouldn't let him on the door.
Yeah, what the fuck was that about?
Here, you stay there in the freezing cold water, Jack.
No,
yeah, there's plenty of room on this door for us.
No, what happens is he's because he knows the weight, so he was says.
I know. He says you get up on the door. She's like, I'll never let you go. Oh wait, you're frozen. See ya.
Oh no, you're so slippery. I know. Israel's rubbing his penis while thinking about Leonardo right now, and it's making us all very uncomfortable.
Baby blues, man. Ooh,
blues. I would say this: the Leonardo DiCaprio definitely matured as an actor, man.
He's an amazing
actor. I hated him in Titanic.
He was still
And it wasn't because he was bad at it. It was because at that time I was about in 6th grade or something, and that's all the fucking girls would talk about. How dreamy Leonardo DiCaprio was, and it started pissing me off. And so I burnt into my head, anything that has to do with Leonardo DiCaprio, I fucking hate. And then I saw him in something else, and I was like, why is he a good actor?
Romeo and Juliet. I didn't expect it.
Yeah, that was what convinced me was Romeo and Juliet. I was like, wow, he is actually a pretty good actor. And
but you haven't seen Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah, I've seen
it. Oh, that was Terry who said he didn't see that.
Yeah, I've seen it.
I'm trying to get
Terry. I liked it.
Do you bite your thumb at me?
I was just about to say, do you bite your thumb at me?
No,
I do bite my thumb, but I do not bite my thumb at you.
Dude, okay, hold on. Can I make a suggestion?
No, we're not watching it.
No, I want to make a suggestion.
No.
Okay.
I got this sandwich idea.
Dwight should come as Mercutio to the party.
Mercutio?
Yeah, Mercutio.
I need a sweet gun then.
You should come as Mercutio.
Israel's hyperventilating.
I guess I got the sandwich idea. Here's Romeo and here's Juliet. Mercutio would be
such
like
a fake laugh. You're like,
and Mercutio could be like a hoagie. And then Tybalt would be a soup.
You're off in your own little world right now because this isn't all that great, but you think it's fucking fantastic.
I do. Anyways, back to Romeo and Juliet. Okay, like I was saying, I would love to watch that movie, right? But like do a commentary with it, could we?
A whole commentary.
Yeah. That how? Where would we host
it? How would you do that?
What do you mean? Well, I had the movie, so
I know where we can get the movie. The movie part isn't. Doing all of it isn't the hard part. It's where would we share that? Like, because you can't upload a 2-hour video to YouTube, and you can't. I don't know where we'd put that. Like, unless you want to do it on the cast.
Yeah, but you get.
But then it would be a very big file.
Why don't you do like this? Though?
And it's
like,
non-visual.
Put like a download link or something like that for it, and say, hey, you know, check it out. We have a commentary for Romeo and Juliet, our first commentary ever. You know,
ever.
Wait, ever.
Well, I'm just saying. Think about it. I'm sure you could do like some distribution link.
I don't know. I'll look into it. No promises.
But I'm saying, I'll look into that it. Out, what do you think?
Maybe.
Is that Romeo and Juliet?
Sure.
That'd be kind of cool.
Okay. I'll think about it. I'll put a pin in it.
No, I fucking hate that term. Terry says it all the time, and I go, what? Shut the fuck up, Terry.
It's from Bolt.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, we're going to put a pin in it.
Did you like Bolt?
I never watched it.
It was okay.
Super sad, dude.
I was just telling Israel the other day, I saw WALL-E for the first time.
Really?
Yeah.
What'd you think of it?
It was stupid.
That's what my dad said, too, because he's like, it takes 45 minutes for anybody to say anything.
Yeah, the only part I liked, I was telling Israel, is when he first meets Eve, and he's trying to say his name. Her name. He's like, Eva. That's the only part I liked. The rest of
like
it was
E.T.
stupid.
Eva. Sure. I like the concept of it.
Yeah.
Like the little robot that just sits down there and just like cleans up the trash all the time.
Yeah. I just like how the fat people had cupcakes in a cup or a can. It's awesome.
Oh, their food was in a cup.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It was like blended.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's disgusting.
Hey, try blue. Blue's the new red.
Bam. I was watching Cars the other day. I forgot. That was actually
I like that movie.
That was actually a good movie, man. Cars.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
Toy Story 3 looks way too sad.
I still haven't seen it. I need to go see it.
Yeah, I know. I want to see it, too.
Totally Vanessa fun. And me will go see it without Israel.
Yeah.
What? You guys are best friends, though?
Yep. Sorry.
You don't need to be a part of our group all the time.
We'll cast without you next time.
Yeah. I'll bring over all the people that want to meet just Israel, and I'll have a cast with Vanessa. So be
who
like,
wants to meet me besides
Ryan? Ryan wants to meet
that's
you.
That's it.
Yeah.
We should have a cast episode where everybody meets each other.
That's why don't you do that, dude?
I don't have enough mics, and everybody would talk over each other. Yeah. Like, that's why I like 3-person cast, because it's a good balance.
Yeah.
I don't mind more. Like, 4 or 5 is good.
Or 20.
That's just too many people in my room.
Boy, you just have a fucking party in here.
I'll do it one time where my parents have gone or something, and I'll use the living room.
Yeah.
And then we'll just spread people out.
Want, if you want, I have the week. I'm having the house to myself for like a whole weekend.
Why?
Because I'm just going to my party.
Do your parents are leaving, so you can have the party?
Yeah.
Oh, huh? Weird. Yeah, we could do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll bring over my mom's laptop or something, and we'll record. Well, actually, I don't even think my mom's laptop will be able to handle that many inputs.
Yeah.
Yeah, recording multiple devices is kind of CPU heavy. Actually, no, I'm using 60% of my computer right now.
Are you inviting Ryan to my party?
He won't come.
Why not?
Just won't.
Okay.
I'm just saying. I don't want to tell you, yeah, sure. And then doesn't show up, and you're like, where's Ryan? And I was like, I don't know.
Okay. Does he not like me?
He doesn't know you.
No.
He'd be going to a party. Hell, I'm not even sure if I'm going that yet or not.
You know everybody there.
I know. I just don't know what I'm going to dress up as. I'm not big on costumes.
You should look at when we go like at Hot Topic to see if they have any of those like,
yeah,
cheap,
Hot Topic
like,
is so awesome.
Those cheap superhero shirts or whatever.
You should buy like a baby t-shirt and try to fit
oh
into it.
Oh my god. Yes. You should cover it and be like,
just
I'm,
buy
I'm
one
Batman.
With like a superhero logo on it, like Superman or some shit.
I should dress up as Jacob from Twilight.
Oh my god.
I could be the werewolf.
Give me a super tight shirt and we'll put like a fake like the wolf crescent tattoo whatever on you, and that's all you have to come in and say, I'm Jacob in a few years.
But you have to talk like this.
I'm out of work.
I'm Jacob, Bella, why don't you love me?
I just have to be a bitch the whole night.
Can I have a drink, Jacob? Shut the fuck up.
I'm hotter than you.
That's when Robert comes over.
I was gonna say I don't know. Like, I feel like if I don't dress up, then I'm just going to be, like, fucking in the corner.
I have a feeling, though, a lot of people aren't going to dress up, though.
Costume parties are...
They better dress
up.
I freaking worked the shit hard on my costume.
I worked the shit hard out of this costume.
Because, you know, I'm working on the Dead Mouse, so it takes a lot of time, so...
I put so much work into my costume. If people don't show up, they have to leave.
It'd be really funny if only you two were there.
Oh, well, Rob's there for sure.
You don't know that?
We'll have a party by ourselves.
Sure.
That's okay.
November will come for sure.
Yeah, I like how you guys didn't come to my party, though. And you knew everybody on my team.
Who? I knew Terry.
I knew Sam. This was coming.
Sam.
Yep.
They're fighting now.
All of my team. No, you didn't know everybody, but...
It was all going to come down to this.
You actually know everybody who's coming.
How do I know everybody?
It's a 2-on-2 battle.
Okay, I'd like you to stretch and like crack your elbows for that.
Israel against Dwight.
Done.
Terry.
Why are you going so slow? You don't even know your own guest. There's Vanessa,
what's going to happen?
Sam's not coming.
Sam's coming for sure.
Whatever.
That's what he told me.
Then there's Robert.
Like a little Greg. Married couple.
No.
Greg?
No.
Greg, yeah, you. He's our friend on Facebook.
Oh, so he's your friend on
he's
Facebook.
He's your friend on Facebook.
Now Greg, they're arguing over
Greg,
friends.
I know one Greg and his... I knew two Gregs. My dad,
yeah.
And then Greg Silva.
That's not Greg Silva. Okay, back to the list. Where we at? Terry?
Okay, let me hold my hands up so you don't get lost. Since you're looking at them.
Now they're counting
he goes,
on their
where
fingers.
We are on the list and he looks at my hands.
Okay, wait.
I'm commentating.
Vanessa, put the mic down.
I'm
you
commentating.
Into the mic. You're like in between both. Probably no one's ever. Probably, yeah,
so, anyways, who's coming to my party, Vanessa, that Dwight knows?
I don't know.
Vanessa, Terry,
Robert. So, Vanessa, who's coming to my party? Okay,
apparently,
well,
I don't even know half the people are going to be there, so yeah. How would I know?
I always forget who's coming to my party. My list is fucking lost. Okay, let's put it this way. According to Facebook, I have 9 people going for sure.
9.
That's not bad.
I had about 32.
The 9 people confirmed to go are like me, you...
Which don't count.
Me, sorry. me, Terry, Robert, Mark. That's all I remember.
Yeah, Mark,
Robert.
You know Mark's going as?
Mark.
Mark Ruiz.
Mark Ruiz is going as me.
Is he really?
Yeah.
That's going to be hilarious. I'm going to go as you too.
He's going to wear a pink button up shirt.
I'm going to convince Terry to go as you as well.
He's going to wear a
pink button
up shirt and he's going to roll up his jeans. And he's gonna wear.
He's
gonna have a lanyard.
Yeah, he's gonna wear a GameStop name tag with Israel's name on it, and he's gonna paint his or do his face brown with makeup and a mole and everything.
He's gonna do his face brown.
I thought he's already brown.
I was gonna say, isn't
no, Mark is white.
He's Mexican. Oh, he's Spanish. Sorry.
He's Spanish.
Yeah,
so he's white.
Okay, all right. That'll be funny.
That would be funny.
More power to you, Mark.
Apparently, Lou said he might stop by.
Yeah.
If he does, he's going to go as the Kool-Aid man.
No.
Hey, Kool-Aid.
Did you say yo? Yeah. He says hey.
It's the black Kool-Aid man. Yo.
Kool-Aid is already.
But I thought that Kool-Aid was black.
He's Jamaican.
How is Kool-Aid not black?
Hey.
What does he say? He goes, oh, yeah. That's
oh,
what
yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Oh, yeah.
So we were all wrong. That's embarrassing.
Sorry, Mr. Kool-Aid.
I'm brown. I drink horchata, not Kool-Aid.
You drink Jarritos.
Jarritos?
Jarritos?
I eat churros,
oh, you listen
not
to your
watermelon.
Horchata music?
Horchata music. My banda, that dun 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 dun.
That doesn't sound Mexican at all.
Shut the fuck up. Like you're Hispanics.
We need to go to,
Mexico.
No. That, place in Stockton. The restaurant. Next to the pier. Or...
El Royals?
Yeah, El Royals.
Yeah, I haven't been there in a while.
Yeah. No, I don't got the money.
I don't got no money.
Me neither.
Nobody got money.
Well, yeah, not for fancy places like that.
Oh, yeah, because it's so fancy.
It's a restaurant versus fast food.
Yeah, and it's by the river. So.
Well, the man-made lake.
The man-made lake that has bodies in it.
Yep. Really pretty bodies.
I put them there.
That's cool. So, what else is there to talk about? Vanessa, you haven't really brought up any topic. You
never
just kind of commented on stuff.
Well, what topic do you want? I try to
if
talk
I give
about
you
words.
An idea, then it's not your idea.
Ooh, like Inception.
Shut up.
Planted in your head.
Queer.
I don't know.
Vanessa, tell us how you feel.
I feel like
this
I'm
isn't
being
a fucking
feel good right
show.
Now.
It's about insulting friends.
Can I do a show?
God, you can't even make it through the first 3 words. Can I do a show?
Do my own show.
I think Israel has podcast nerves.
Ask him, what do you mean?
You're like all like...
Yeah, you're antsy.
Like,
as
take your
freaking
pills.
See,
Jesus Christ.
I can do a good job in front of the camera. But
no, you can't. You're antsy as fuck in front of the camera, too.
Because I get nervous with you guys sometimes.
Do you want to talk about
with
your
us,
movies?
We're friends.
Oh, hey, should I talk about my movies?
No.
Okay.
Anyway.
So let me talk about my movies real quick. As you guys know...
What movie?
Shut up. Can I finish? As you guys know, last time I was on here, I was talking about Diesel.
I thought it was Desolé.
Yeah.
It's
Desolé. No, what'd you say? Desolé.
Yeah.
Olé.
So fucking Mexican.
But anyways, I don't know if Robert talked to you about that at all, has he?
No. Robert doesn't respond to my text messages. I get angry about it.
I think you don't like me when I'm angry. I'll turn into a wolf.
Yeah. I'll turn into a green wolf.
Rawr.
Rawr, I'm scary.
But yeah, so Diesel, ever since we got busted by those cops, I kind of got discouraged.
You guys got busted by the cops?
You didn't hear about that?
No, nobody told me.
Yeah, we were there and they fucking told us to shut down. We could only film from 8 to 9.
Okay. No, we can only film up until 9.
Yeah, up until 9, I'm sorry. But the problem is, we can't be disturbing no classes.
Right, and there's a few moments where we gotta pretty much yell.
Yeah, do some screaming and stuff, so then he goes, if you know, it's like, and most of the movie shot at night anyways.
Don't tell me.
Oh, most of the movie shot at night anyways, so it's like, we wouldn't be able to film, so that's kind of gone on hold. But, I was talking about it with Robert, we're thinking about revamping the whole storyline. And basically...
Doing it during the day!
During the day, but at night, but we're going to be doing it...
During the day.
But we're not going to be doing it at the school no more.
Oh, yeah?
We're going to make it a 5-part miniseries.
5-part miniseries?
Yeah, about 15 minutes each.
Okay.
And, yeah, but I'm going to start working on that one as soon as I'm done working on that.
What is it going to... Is it still about the same thing, or...?
Same concept and everything. Characters are there. You guys are, like, filmmakers, all that good stuff. But now you guys are going out to the world to make a documentary about, you know, let's say the city. And that, but we're out in the city, that's when everything starts going haywire. But I was actually going to bring to your attention really quickly, Dwight, that the Sacramento Film Festival, they're doing a contest for people making a movie about... the theme of the movie has to be concerning a monster. And if you win, you win $500. You win $500. And I was curious, do you think we could come up with something?
Oh, can we do a remake of The Blob?
How would we do that? Like a...
I don't know, just make a shitload of Jello and throw it at people.
we should call it Jello. But yeah, I was thinking if you want to do something like that, try to see if we get something together.
Oh, you know what would be funny?
What?
We should do a movie about this lady in prison, and we could call it Jell Ho. That's good, right?
Is that a horror
movie? Solid. No. Not at all. 18 or over.
Anyways. But and then Diesel, I think I'm going to work on in October, hopefully.
So we got pushed back 3 months.
Well, because I'm working on another movie right now.
Right, your drug one.
Yes, which if those of you don't know, it's called...
No one knows.
Vanessa, what's it called?
It's called Love Injected.
Or L.I. for short.
What?
L.I.
L.I.? I don't like that.
Everybody doesn't want to know it's called L.I.
Yeah. Movies don't abbreviate themselves, except for Men in Black.
Yeah, MIB. What? Speaking of which, that's getting a sequel again.
Yeah, that's getting a sequel again.
A sequel
Men
to
in Black
sequel.
2. Too Fast, Too Furious.
Men in Black 2 Harder. Sorry, dude, Fast and Furious 3 should have been called 3 Fast, 3 Furious. Now that would have been hardcore.
Nah. Anyways.
Chicka chicka, yeah! But anyways.
The new Del Sol going to have a script?
Yes, that's the biggest thing.
That is going to be a very good thing.
But I'm thinking I actually might change some other things, too, where I'm not going to be filming in that gorilla style anymore.
That's good.
You guys will have a camera still, like if you guys are filmmakers, but it's going to be filmed in real time. You know what I mean?
Nope.
Basically, film like a movie. It's going to have the whole, like, you know, setup shots, you know, panoramic shots, stuff like
that. So it's going to be a film of filmmakers.
Yeah, it's a film about filmmakers making a movie.
Okay.
Yeah. But and all the characters are still the same. Dean's gonna be in it. You're gonna be in it. I'm gonna have Kaz return.
Me and Kiz Kaz still hate each other.
Yep. Now I'm gonna make it worse.
Huh?
I'm gonna make it worse between you two.
Can you stop fidgeting? You're making me nervous.
Yeah, I think you're putting too much stuff into 15-minute intervals.
What?
I'm saying like
it's the same thing that we were done to before. Just
it's not 15-minute intervals last time.
Yeah, no, don't worry, dude. 15 minutes is a lot of time. You might think so, but that's a lot of time, dude.
You might have think so.
Huh?
I think you said you might.
Anyways, my point
you
is,
might have think so.
15 minutes is a lot of time, dude. If I have to go 20, I'll go 20.
You won't do it.
Oh, I'll do it.
You won't do it.
I'll do it.
Israel's a bitch.
Yes.
What the fuck? Why am I getting
gang
banged right now?
Fuck you.
Oh, shit. Shit.
Yep.
Were you going to finish about your other movie?
Yeah, because you kept fucking interrupting me.
I wasn't interrupting. I was...
Yeah, but Love Injected, I'm doing that one right now. I'm still writing the script. Hopefully it should be done soon. Vanessa, you read part of a piece of it.
Just that one piece. Yeah. Asked me,
you liked it?
I told you, yes. Just say yes to them.
I like how Israel put it in her head. You liked it.
Exactly.
It wasn't right. A question.
You should have catch
you it liked wasn't it, right?
No, but I'm excited for it. I really am. That's one's I'm really excited
you
for.
Tell them what it's going to be about?
I don't know if I want to yet. I'm going to wait.
You're going to tell them what it is and then not tell them what it is.
It's about drugs. Something stupid. I don't know.
It's about drugs, romance, death, life.
And house. And
there's people wearing shoes. There's going to be a girl and there's going to be some dudes in it. And there's talking.
And a little taste of house.
And then there's more
but
drugs.
Who is it star?
And then
may
there's
I
more
say
death.
It?
Sure.
Guess who stars in this movie?
Robert.
And?
Robert.
Robert plays the male.
And
it's
going to
be another Eddie Murphy movie. He just plays every character.
Exactly.
Not wait, Eddie Murphy? Yeah.
And the thing is with Robert, you know, he'll be like, I'll do it, I don't give a fuck.
He will. When are we going to do Darius?
Darius.
The one skit that we were talking about.
Darrington.
Darrington, sorry.
Yeah, I'm going to say Darius, the fuck? Actually, did you see Darius' thing?
No.
Dude, Darius got a fucking trailer done, and he had to get published by Ubisoft.
Okay. For what?
For Assassin's Creed.
What?
He made it, I wanted to show you when we're done. But he made a trailer.
I want
to
see it.
Yeah, you're going to have to see it. But a trailer.
You're going to have to see it.
Yeah, for Assassin's
you're
Creed.
You're
going to
love my nuts. What?
Yes. But as I was saying.
You get so easily distracted, dude.
As I was saying.
Like someone says something and your brain shuts off to listen. And then you're like, yeah, let's do that.
But Love Injected stars Robert, Vanessa, I believe.
I believe.
Yeah, if she's still part of it.
What do you mean if I'm still part of it?
Vanessa,
fucking, you need to commit, dude. You need to, if you have actors, those are your actors. Vanessa is going to be in it. Robert is going
to
be in
Vanessa
it.
Vanessa might be like,
maybe,
I
don't know.
Oh my god, shut up.
No, Vanessa got it. Vanessa's going to do this shit.
Vanessa got it. Dude.
Vanessa's going to fucking blow us all away with her fucking talents.
Vanessa's going to blow us all.
What? So stupid.
Which I think she's going to bring something great to the table.
She's going
to
bring stuff from under the table.
The
blow us
why
all away.
Why did I say that?
Nobody said I blow you all.
Well, I mean, if she wants you, I can stop you. I'm not saying you should do that.
That's okay.
Can I try your microphone?
No. Fucking, like, moving around and shit. Now it's going to sound terrible then. This mic is a one-person mic. That's why you got the two.
That's all we got, the two. Chicka, chicka, yeah.
Israel's going to blow us all. But it's not going to be blowing away. It's more like, just, what are you doing?
What?
Why are you there?
We all like, what? So is this what we're done, or are we going, or?
You wanted to do the longest podcast.
I'm joking,
but...
dude. I can't do it today.
You look like you got tons of shit
gonna
to do.
He's going to explode out of his seat, Dwight.
I know. You're going to fucking...
ADD.
You probably ruined my couch somehow.
What is the problem with me moving so much?
It's annoying.
Because it's a problem. You can't sit still.
Just...
Vanessa has stayed to where she's in. She's moved a little bit.
Addict, sir.
I don't care.
That's why.
That makes zero sense.
Why do you think every time we go out, I have to shake my legs? I'm just used to that.
Stop
you
it.
Didn't start shaking
Stop
your
it.
Legs until 50 minutes into the podcast. Other than that, you've been like moving left and right and like laying down and like upside down and shit. And like
awesome.
Leaning on everybody.
Upside down. Just like, hey guys.
I get you a chair, that way you can't do that.
I just laid down on the floor. I like your idea better. I'll hold the mic like this and be like, hey guys.
Yeah, but then it's going to sound like shit because you're always going to move it and smack it into your face.
Do I wish to do stand-up comedy together?
Why?
I think we could do that.
You can't stand up. You can hardly sit down.
I'll lay down and do the comedy and you do the stand-up comedy.
I'll lay down and do the comedy and then you do the standing up part.
Yeah. You stand there. I'll make the jokes and then there you go.
No, I don't like it.
You could be the next Zach Galifianakis.
What, two people?
Yep. You'll be Zach, I'll be Galifianakis.
I don't like it.
Or I'll be Galifianaka.
Galifianaka. Dwight Galifianaka.
Is Dwight Galifianaka.
You're not coming back on the podcast.
Why Am I fired?
Yeah, you're fired. You're terrible at this. I bring you on because you like to talk, but you, I don't know. You don't fidget when we just talk, but as soon as the fucking podcast starts, you're just like, I can't, nope, this doesn't make sense to me. Sitting, what? Sitting still? I can't do that.
And usually we talk when I'm sitting down. Hmm? We usually talk when like, we're at a restaurant or something like that.
Yeah, and you're perfectly fine. Aside from you making like the biggest mess ever when you eat.
No bullshit, dude.
You can't eat right.
Vanessa, don't I make big messes when I eat? Have you ever noticed?
She's not saying anything because it's true.
No, what was it? We went to Tactics, right? I was eating the burger and it was actually holding together. And you were like, wow, your burger's actually together. It's not all over.
And like 2 minutes later, it fell apart.
Yeah. But apparently you say my thing is when I eat a burger, I squeeze it really hard.
You squeeze it super hard so it slides out from underneath you, so you're just holding the buns.
See, I don't know how you're holding it so lightly, because it's like...
I don't need to hold on to it for my life.
I do.
I hold on to it to pick it up. That's it.
Pick it up and put it in your mouth?
Yeah. Not that hard.
Where is it?
You should be used to this by now. Hey, well, pick it up, put it in your mouth.
Why are you making gay jokes at me, dude?
You set me up for it.
Nope.
I'm doing the stand-up part.
I'm doing the lying-down part.
Yep, see? There you go. That was stupid.
That was stupid.
The buy two get one free is over today, huh?
It is over today.
So what games have you guys been playing lately?
Fallout 3.
You've been playing Fallout?
Yeah. Huh.
On the PS3.
Yeah. Well, I got it for the PS3 as well, but... I have it for the PC, which is where I play it.
Yeah.
I was playing Split Second. I checked out Singularity, but I only played it for like an hour.
I saw a few trailers for that. It looked fun.
It's gotten 8 out of 10 in Game Informer. I guess I just need to get past the beginning. It didn't really catch me.
Apparently.
It's like Final Fantasy.
She's playing Lego Harry Potter, of course.
She says that you don't get the... She hasn't got the fucking time
Yeah,
thing
I haven't
yet.
Got the time thing yet.
She's like over like 2 hours in or something.
Like an hour and a half.
Well, that's just, again, like Final Fantasy. It took you 18 hours to get past it.
It's
going to
be like fucking gay Dark Void, where it's like you get the jetpack and then you lose it.
I want to play Borderlands again, but I already beat it twice with the Siren. I want to try it with a different character, but I don't think I can handle using non-elemental weapons.
Well, see, that it's not that bugs me about using different characters aside from the Siren. It's the running away part. I like getting places fast. I'm
yeah,
very impatient.
It's like I want to try playing it as the sniper, the Mordecai, whatever his name is.
The soldier, Mordecai is the sniper.
Yeah.
So I played.
They were the hunter, rather.
Yeah.
But I like the soldier. I played him for a while to get the achievement for kill 15 enemies with their special skill.
Yeah.
And he is actually really fun. The turret acts as like a distraction.
Mm-hmm.
So you could throw that down and just like move off to the side and still shoot him.
Yeah. Exactly.
And it like heals you and gives you ammo and like tons of stuff.
I want to play it again, but it's like...
I'll play online with you.
Somebody else was supposed to play online with us.
I do play online with you sometimes.
Never! You have not played a game online with me once!
Yeah,
yep.
And we play
wait,
it all
wait,
the time.
Wait. I've never played
hey,
a game with
you
online.
You
I have never played a game with you online.
We played Borderlands twice, that's it. You never played Red Dead
Do
with
you...
me. You never played Left 4 Dead with me. You're not going to play Fear 3 with me. You
Fear 3 is co-op online?
Yes.
Yeah. No shit?
Yes, shit.
I'm not talking to you.
We never played Resident Evil together.
That's co-op too?
Yeah.
What, you didn't know that?
I'm not a big Resident Evil
Shut
fan.
Anyways. I'm gonna play Free 3 with you. I promise. I will pinky promise
Whatever.
That. Nope. I will pinky promise it.
No.
Get Borderlands and play it with us.
I have Borderlands. She knows
I know
them.
He has it.
I have.
I thought you didn't have it.
No, I have.
Do you have the expansions on CD or did you get them from download?
I got them from download.
Shit. I need the expansion. I need the other two.
Which one?
Nox and Moxie.
I can get you Nox, but I can't get you
Nox is the best fucking DLC
Wait, no, is
ever.
Is Nox on the thing? No, I can get you Moxie, not Nox.
Damn it.
Because
yeah,
because
it's Moxie.
I can check the discount for you.
Zombie Island.
Yeah, that's why I need to do that.
But you just the only thing is it doesn't have Nox on it.
I beat
that
all
sucks.
The Fallout expansions.
Fucking Pedro has him, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Go steal him.
Never Pedro. He's like he'll change his mind and be like, you know what, you could have it. Nah, I don't know.
And when does he want that PC built?
He bought one, dude.
No shit.
He spent almost $1,000 on it.
It probably sucks too.
I don't
well,
know.
It's actually probably pretty good, but
he
not
bought a, he bought
what I could have done.
And I told him, I go, dude, why don't you... And oh, pissed, the thing with Pedro, he has no motivation. Because I gave him your phone number. I told him, I go, give him a call, dude. Just tell him it's you, and he'll hook you up, right? And he never called you. And because he said he couldn't wait. That was his biggest thing. He couldn't wait.
Old Republic doesn't even have a release date yet.
Yeah, but the thing was, his laptop he had was dying out.
I know.
So we couldn't wait, apparently. And I told him, but dude, if you would go in sometime. So now he has, like, I haven't seen the computer yet. But he's
for $1,000, probably got a decent computer, but it probably won't play Old Republic.
And so I keep telling him, I go, maybe Dwight can give you, like, a better graphics card later on. But, I don't know.
Shit.
What game have you been playing, Israel? Some Angry Birds.
Fallout 3.
I just said that, Fallout 3. Oh, I play Angry Birds at work with Vanessa.
Have you played Angry Birds, Dwight?
I saw it, and I've played too many games like that to where it's just, I'm burnt out on those types of things. There was a one that used to be where you you throw cannonballs into castles and stuff. That was the same deal. And I had a lot of fun with that. And when I saw Angry Birds come out, I was like, this is only going to get popular because it's on the iPhone. And then it came out on the iPad, and then it, like, blew up. And I was like, okay, well, iPad is and iPhone are still fucking 2 years behind, but whatever.
Speaking of iPad, we were at Red Rock, me and Lou, and then Lou saw this dude with his iPad out. He goes, Israel, you see, that could be you right there. I go, I know, right? He goes, no. If you ever go to a restaurant and bring your iPad, you know what that makes you? I was like, what? A fucking douche. Do you want to be a douche like that fat ass right there? That's who that guy is. A douche.
I would use it as a plate just to see people's reaction.
iPad's
it's
pretty
not,
cool.
It's got a non-scratch screen.
Yeah, it does.
Well, I would put like one of those screen protectors on it, but I would still... And then I would just change it afterwards.
Yeah.
Just to get some shock value.
Get a table app so it looks like a table.
Yeah.
You should, I've been in the movie theaters a couple times now. I've actually seen dudes who have their iPads out.
How do you even get that in there?
It's like, you know, probably having it all in your arm.
You know, you just put it in your pocket.
Yeah. It's so portable.
Put it in your purse.
Put it in your pants.
In your satchel.
In your satchel. There you go. So if we're going to the mall, are we going to go soon or?
Yeah. We were just talking about video games for a bit because we're talking about movies
we
so much.
We work at GameStop, dude.
Yeah.
You work at GameStop.
You work at GameStop, too.
Yeah.
We should bring our Game Informers and talk about whatever's in there. I didn't bring
my Game Informers somewhere over there.
Yeah.
The Nintendo rep was in when I went to work yesterday.
Did she bring shoelaces?
No, she didn't bring anything. She was just updating our systems.
The Nintendo rep comes in and gives you guys his shoelaces. Nintendo rep sucks.
And she had the
so that was a 360 rep.
Midnight Blue XL with her. It looked all right. It's the color of that soda can.
That's pretty cool.
It's okay. The black and blue.
That's cool.
Josh was playing Dragon Quest.
Dragon Quest 9.
Did you know that the arcades have built-in memory?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like 512?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I got my, I use my flash drive as well, so technically I have three storage devices, so every time I gotta choose my hard drive, the internal memory, or my flash drive.
Nice.
It's crazy. I didn't know. So.
No problems yet, though?
No. I had one hiccup on Borderlands, but that was my fault.
Yeah.
Yeah, it crashed on me.
Good. Remember, you have 30 days.
I know.
You have the receipts, though?
Yep.
Good.
Asshole. In the trash. No, that was your rebuttal. No, I'm as soon as the 30 days are up, I'm taking it apart. Yeah, I was playing it.
Faggot.
The game's awesome.
Yeah, you don't play it all the time.
Achievements are fucking hard as hell to get in that game. I've gotten like 4, and I've almost beaten the game.
What I don't like about the new DDRs now is
the new DDR he's talking about, by the way.
Yeah, it's in my stuff. Said the new DDRs.
Well, you're not really near Mike.
What sucks about the new DDRs, I think, is the fact that it's none of my music videos now. You know, like trendy music. It's not.
Well, I like the old Konami one.
Yeah, oh, hell yeah.
That one back on, I think it was Xbox.
Have you ever played DDR?
Original Xbox.
Yeah, I was a kid in the 90s. Played DDR.
Were you good at it?
No.
I was. Fucking high school.
I wasn't
school,
like fucking Cameron Hogel good at it, but I had
I could have beaten him.
Didn't we actually see Cameron Hogel do it one time?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you were. Oh, it was Terry, that's who it was. Yeah. Challenged him for some reason.
Yeah, no, I was fucking really good at that game. Now I'm not. Oh well.
I can get you real case cases. Do you want
them? Yeah, you were supposed to give me real cases for those CD sleeves over there.
I worked them all out there. So actually, we should do a phone call and a call to the store real quick.
Why?
So I can add them hours to work. What do you think? Okay.
Who's working?
I don't know. Let's see.
Lou and Josh, I think.
Okay, go ahead. We should get Lou on the phone.
Well, Lou won't talk.
Does he know about the podcast?
Yeah?
She has her
right
phone.
Right here, right here.
Oh, dumbass. And it's not AT&T, so it's not going to go...
Yeah, they're probably hella busy. That's the thing. If they're hella busy, he gets all stressed out.
Yeah, but... No. I didn't hear what you said about Lou knowing about the podcast.
Yeah, I think he does. Yeah?
Yeah? We should get him on the podcast one day. It's fucking as she's calling people, it's yelling at her.
Thank you for calling GameStop. We're going to reserve a copy of Halo Reach.
Talk to Lou.
Terry!
Oh, it is Terry. Yeah. I didn't hear it. What?
It's Vanessa and Israel.
And White.
Oh. And White. White, sorry.
White.
Guess what you're on right now?
TV.
You're on a podcast. How do you feel about that?
I don't know how I feel.
Wait, are you busy right now?
I sound like shit, don't I?
Are you busy right now? Because if you're busy, losing get pissed.
Yeah, you probably will.
Yeah, exactly.
And you will be getting fired for that.
And I will be getting fired for that?
Yep.
Shut the fuck up. Anyway.
No, you put it up.
Nope.
Put me up to it.
No, Vanessa, what the... Vanessa called you.
I don't care. I'm talking to you right now.
Yeah, you want my job, right? Hey, did you the schedule get made already?
This is very
When do I work? Yes, when do I work, sir?
Very entertaining.
It's really entertaining.
It's not
for me.
Entertaining. He can't hear me. You guys can hear me, though.
Hold on.
You guys are just full of surprises.
You guys are going to have to wait a second.
Okay.
You guys just destroyed the levels there.
Why?
Look at this big block.
You need to cut all the dead space out?
I don't know. Probably not. I'll leave it. They'll get...
Well, Terry's looking for us.
Oh, I got an interesting story. On eBay, and Sam were just like looking at like the most expensive things. And we looked at watches.
Yeah.
And they were like, what's the least expensive watch on here, including shipping? And it was this one penny Hello Kitty pink watch. And I bid on it. I bid 6 cents because it was free shipping. And I was like, I'm going to win this watch. And someone outbid me on it. Someone bid 11 cents on that. And I was like, who the fuck is seriously like bidding over me on this watch? Who wants this watch more than I need?
You should have tried to beat him and get for 25 cents.
Fuck that, dude. I'm not going to pay that much for it. I didn't want to pay 6 cents, but that's the minimum bid.
Dwight's on Xbox Live right now.
What is he not on Xbox?
I'm always on Xboxes.
A one achievement for what?
Yeah, for killing Ned, and then you gotta kill him again, and then they give you the 49. Because when you kill Ned, he comes back as undead Ned.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And he's huge and scary.
Yeah, yeah. Is that what messed me up?
Yeah.
So, and my unevenness?
Don't you get a one achievement for DJ Hero?
Yeah, you get a one gamer point from DJ Hero as well.
For what?
Like, I don't know, loading up the game.
Why don't you take a look?
It's for, like, watching the opening, like, credits or something like that.
Know. Yeah, it's something dumb. It doesn't, I don't know.
Yeah, because isn't there, like, a 10,001?
It's something stupid like that, yeah. It's, like, an odd number, and it's really dumb.
All right, so we're going to go to the mall. So that's
bye.
Where we're going to end the podcast. You want to put the mic back between you guys?
Yeah, between.
You guys, like, coddle that mic. Like, it's a baby or something.
Oh, pet it.
Yeah, anyways, all right, well, that was a good podcast. You know, we talked about a few good things.
It was okay.
Movies, video games.
Remember, guys, photos of my party? Photos of my party will be coming up next podcast?
Not next podcast, because I don't know when it's going to be.
Yeah, but when we do
it's
a podcast.
It's a week from now, so there's probably going to be another
podcast. My party's next week.
Yeah, but there's probably going to be another podcast between that time.
Yeah, that's a good point. So probably
you're holding the mic again. Jesus Christ. What is wrong with you?
Everything.
Yeah, everything.
Anyways. From all of us here, I wish you a do, good a do.
Good a do,
good
a
do, good a do. From what it do in California do.
Hello.
Yeah. All right, well, that was a shitty outro.
Yeah, it was.
All right, see you guys later.
Bye.
Bye.